We're considering how radio has changed since it was deregulated in 1996 by the Telecommunications Act. Let's get back to our interview with John Hogan, the CEO of Clear Channel Radio. It owned about 40 stations before the 1996 deregulation and now owns over 1,200. Another perception that some people have of Clear Channel is that Clear Channel censors musicians because of their political point of view. For example, right before the war with Iraq, some Clear Channel stations had rallies, sponsored rallies, in support of the war. And the Dixie Chicks, who had made strong anti-war statements, didn't get airplay on several Clear Channel stations. And I think one Clear Channel station actually had a CD burning of Dixie Chicks recordings. So do you think it's fair to say that Clear Channel sometimes censors artists because of their political beliefs?
No. And let me back up. And before we talk about fair, let's talk about accurate. First of all, it was not a Clear Channel radio station that had a CD burning. It was another media company, Cumulus. Second of all, Clear Channel made absolutely unequivocally no decisions about what our radio stations can or cannot play. We leave those decisions to local program directors in their markets. The other thing that you mentioned was that we staged rallies for the war. That's inaccurate on two counts. We did not stage anything. Glenn Beck, who is an on-air host, staged rallies for America, which were rallies for the troops. There was not a stance one way or the other than to support the fighting men and women of the United States. Yes, Clear Channel radio stations participated in some of those events. 13 radio stations, which is roughly 0.1% of the radio stations in our company, chose at the local level to participate in Glenn Beck's Rallies for America. The fact of the matter is that those rallies were initiated by another company, and it was a company, Susquehanna Broadcasting. Glenn Beck happens to be on one of their radio stations. A listener called in. An idea was born. I think it was creative. I think it was innovative. And I think that Clear Channel has largely been miscast as the originator. I will tell you that we are completely and totally apolitical. It makes no difference to us whether it's a conservative, a liberal, a libertarian, whatever it is. We are in the business of attracting listeners. We're not in the business of propagating a certain political agenda. It's just bad business. To somehow construe that Clear Channel has a political agenda is just, it's not only inaccurate, it is completely opposite of our entire operating philosophy.
Now, Clear Channel bought the company SFX, which is a concert promotion company, and it also owns some artist management companies. So now Clear Channel owns radio stations, concert promotion companies, artist management companies, and I believe it also owns some performance venues as well. So there's this fear that some people have in the music industry that you have to play ball now with Clear Channel. If you go with a competitor for your management or for your performance venue, you know, you can be blacklisted by Clear Channel because you own parts of all of that, on every level of that. What's your response to people who have that fear that, you know, you got to play ball with Clear Channel in every facet of your career or else you're going to be shut out?
You know, my reaction is fairly heated. We don't do business that way. And I would encourage anybody who has that fear to come in and sit down and talk with us. Never have done business that way, never will do business that way. It is, again, a misperception or a misunderstanding about the company. I'll give you a great example. Clear Channel Entertainment aggressively pursued the opportunity to do the Britney Spears concert tour a couple years ago. It was something that we really wanted to have. Unfortunately, we lost out to a competitor. I can tell you that after we lost out on that opportunity to be the concert promoter, we actually increased the number of spins that Britney Spears had on Clear Channel radio stations. And I share that with you because there is absolutely, unequivocally, no connection between what gets played on the radio and what concert tours or venues are chosen.
Another perception that some people have of Clear Channel. Clear Channel radio stations do promotional concerts in which artists are expected to help stations by performing for free, doing benefits. Artists have complained that they're virtually forced to play these concerts, and if they don't, they won't get airplay on Clear Channel stations. On the other hand, the artists say there are so many of these concerts that they can interfere with the musician's own tour schedules, and they can therefore interfere with the income that the musician is able to generate. What's your response?
My response is, I guess on public radio, I wouldn't be able to give you my off the top of my head response, which is a little coarse for your audience. We just don't do business that way. It's one of the reasons that we have changed the relationship that we had with independent promoters. We want to have direct relationships with artists. We are not in the same business as artists, but our businesses intersect. It is absolutely important for us to have good relationships with the artists, but more importantly, it is important for us to have relationships with our audiences. And there isn't an artist or a tour or a concert out there that is valuable enough to disrupt the relationship that we have with our listeners. And that's important because if we stopped playing what our listeners want to hear, we wouldn't be in business very long.
John Hogan, thank you very much for talking with us.
Great. Thanks, Terry. It was nice to talk with you.
John Hogan is the CEO of Clear Channel Radio.